Montréal, ville invisible.
Montréal.
Montréal, ville invisible.
Invisible.
Montréal, ville invisible, est une série de 6 balados qui documentent les sons de la ville d'une perspective personnelle. Aujourd'hui, nous visitons un ensemble de parcs.
So here in, we're in an alleyway and we hear small chatter noises from squirrels and the chirping of house sparrows.
My name is Vytautas Bučionis Jr. I'm a composer, pianist, improviser. I guess I'm a musician who explores various styles and various sounds that could be considered music. By extension of my musicianship, I'm also a sound recordist. I record sounds, particularly sounds of nature, particularly birds. I record my sound experiences to be able to relive them and to be able to inspire myself musically from the what I would call the musical matter, that is a matter that could be melody or harmony or timbre, or also just from the impression of hearing those sounds.
Yeah.
I go and record my sounds, my nature sounds, wherever there's a clean soundscape. And by clean soundscape, I mean without intervention from invasive sounds of motors and other like tonal broadband sounds. And by tonal, I mean the based on like pitch, and like you always hear that pitch, it never stops. So I guess I target the nature parks, the green spaces, but I also target, for lack of a better word, nameless, that is without a title or a specific designation, residential places. Residential places that, just as the nature parks, just as the different green spaces, have their characters, their sonic characters, their textual characters, the atmosphere and energy when you enter it. And those characters are based on those different natural sounds that you hear, as well as other sounds that make that particular spot of near that or that address or that street. While I made binaural recordings, I realized a few things that are, the different things. As some of them that I found particularly amusing. If you breathe loudly, if you move, if you clear your throat too loudly, it records it. The closest place to where I live, well, already I have nature at my door to an extent. I live in a crescent, which means my street is a winding street, so only local traffic, if any, so that's beautiful. Also, there is a shoreline. The advantage of the shoreline is that it's a protected green space, so you won't be in dangers of lawnmowers and other invasive sounds that are needlessly loud. But by loud, I don't mean that occasionally get loud. I mean loud that swallow other sounds and you don't hear them. So I don't have to be victim of that in the shoreline, of those inconveniences. Although I like recording in my neighborhood because also of the individual bird species that I hear. And for me, I would never limit myself to one space, because in each space they have their own individuals of individual birds. And even if Sometimes I would go to a specific place to meet another individual of the same species, because I find it fascinating to explore variations among individuals and birds of the same species. Oh my God, sounds and balanced soundscapes, for me it's a thing that I'm really passionate about. I think acoustic ecology is something hopefully important to consider when designing cities, designing neighborhoods. Sounds, in essence, sound is kind of like musical ensemble or a group of people, is that nobody invades and encroaches onto the other, swallowing the other up. If you have sounds swallowing each other up, it's like having bad orchestration. Why would you write for a musical instrument if you can't hear it? Right? So I guess in this wide range of pitch and time, if every sound has its particular place and you can hear every sound and it's either in its specific place in the pitch range or at its own time, then you have a soundscape that is balanced, well, and pleasant and interesting. Sound pollution happens when you have sounds that are always here, no matter what, and swallow other sounds up, and they kind of sit there like a dome, like a sound dome that it's in the way. So it's kind of like an eyesore. You have this conception of eyesores. You have ear sores too. With vision, we make choices whether to listen more or not. When we're blind or have less vision, we're obliged to actively listen more. I kind of like that. Having other people listen to my sound recordings, I feel like I'm sharing my experiences. I'm inviting people to relive my experiences the way I lived them. I find that beautiful and intimate.
Alors, ça sonne différemment que dans l'autre classe, parce que on a beaucoup plus de bruyants chanteurs qui chantent maintenant. Ça, c'est un cœur rouge. On a beaucoup de virions mélodieux.
C'est quoi le bruit que font les virions mélodieux?
Et alors, les virions mélodieux, ils sont très denses. Attends, je vais te le signaler, ils sifflent. Attendez, attends. Voilà. Voilà, encore une fois. Alors on dirait qu'il chante en vague. Ça veut dire... ça monte, ça descend, ça monte, ça descend, ça monte, ça descend. C'est un peu comme les intonations des gens de différents peuples. Chacun a ses propres intonations. C'est un peu semblable chez les espèces d'oiseaux. Mmh. Alors, ah voilà, à ta droite, il y a un autre. Vois-tu? Alors, il y a beaucoup de bruits enchanteurs ici, comme celui-là, parce qu'il y a beaucoup d'herbes hautes. Alors là, je touche autour de moi et je vois qu'il y a beaucoup d'herbes hautes. Les bruits enchanteurs, ils aiment ça. Alors ainsi, chaque zone d'un bois a son caractère textural, son caractère de paysage, mais aussi son caractère de son. Ici, c'est très bruyant chanteur et très virion mélodieux. Voilà.
Montréal, ville invisible, est une idée de Chantal Dumas et Florian Grant. Vous avez entendu dans ces palatos les voix de Vito Tascuccionis, de Mina Tembe-Grant et de Florian Grant. Musique de Vito Tascuccionis. Ce balado a été réalisé dans le cadre du programme de médiation culturelle de la ville de Montréal, avec la participation du RAM, le regroupement des aveugles et des sans-voix du Montréal métropolitain et de l'autre Montréal à l'été de 2021.